saved in Ukraine. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says more than 260 fighters have been evacuated from the city of Mariupol to a separatist-controlled area of Ukraine, as the ongoing war there has caused two Scandinavian nations to apply for admission into the NATO alliance.
Sweden dispensing with centuries of non-alignment, joining Finland and applying to NATO. The Russian invasion of Ukraine, the reason. Despite new complaints by Turkish President Erdogan, the membership applications are expected to be approved.
Fox's Greg Palcott in Kyiv. Meanwhile, other U.S. troops are being deployed to a war-torn country in Africa.
Hundreds of U.S. Special Operations troops have been authorized to deploy to Somalia, a reversal from a withdrawal of most troops from the country at the end of the Trump administration.
This is a repositioning of forces already in theater who have traveled in and out of Somalia on an episodic basis.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the Pentagon requested the more persistent troop presence to target a growing threat from the Al-Shabaab terror group.
We're approaching counterterrorism in a manner tailored to the particular terrorist threats that we see.
Al-Shabaab, with links to Al-Qaeda, is estimated to have as many as 10,000 fighters. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Erie County Sheriff John Garcia says the suspect in Saturday's mass shooting at a supermarket in Buffalo, New York, was motivated by hate.
His intention, his only intention, was to kill as many African Americans as possible. If the police officers from Buffalo Police that responded were black, would he have shot them? I say yes.
Most of the 10 people killed were black. Peyton Gendron has pled not guilty to murder. He was flagged for threatening to shoot up his high school, but was still able to legally buy a gun. He's due back in court on Thursday. America is listening to Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.
North Korea reporting more people sick with what state media is describing as a fever, though many suspect it's a COVID outbreak.
Within only 3 days, more than 1 million people have contracted the virus and at least 50 people are dead. Leader Kim Jong-un calling this great turmoil. He's also blasting slow medicine deliveries during the outbreak. North Korea has previously claimed to have no cases of coronavirus in the last 2 years, but these claims were largely doubted. The population is widely believed to be unvaccinated. Neighboring South Korea and China have both offered medical support. In London, Alex Hogan, Fox News.
A movie which is currently the center of a criminal investigation may soon wrap up filming.
A producer from the Alec Baldwin film Rust says that the movie will be completed. Anjul Nigam made the claim ahead of the Cannes Film Festival while discussing another film he and Baldwin are working on together. Cinematographer Helena Hutchins was killed on the film in October of 2021. After a gun Baldwin was holding discharged a live round. Nigam told The Hollywood Reporter, Rust is obviously a horrific tragedy. He continued, the investigation will hopefully be resolved soon and will unveil what happened. Obviously, there will be people out there who will have negative perspectives. He then stated, we're confident we'll be able to complete this movie. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Starbucks says it will pay travel expenses for U.S. employees to access abortion or gender confirmation procedures if those services aren't available within 100 miles of a worker's home. And it says the benefit will also be available to dependents of employees enrolled in its health care coverage. Starbucks is among the most high-profile companies to adopt a travel benefit in the wake of the leaked draft opinion from the Supreme Court, which could overturn Roe versus Wade. I'm Lisa Lacera, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.